You're currently listening to El Nino Diablo with the tune Gone Gollywood from the Infinitely Venus EP. Anacram and Madras before this with Najohi from the All Right Now EP. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You can see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Give yourself some peace.
Currently listening to Rod Carrillo and Ron Carroll with the tune Get Up. the Kebab and Cream Mix, Depeche, and Padberg before this with All That Was, and also JKJK before that with Constellations, the Sobek remix from Reconstellations. Coming up next, I'll have Home Shake with the tune Nothing to See from the upcoming release 4C. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing at WRCT Pittsburgh. You can see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.
You should be, because you're alive today to give your testimony. Tonight's the night. I need you to get on up. Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Stand to your feet. Raise your hands up. Lift your head up. Raise your hands up. Lift your head up. I know that we all have problems in our life. And I know that we go through a lot of headache and strife. But one thing I know, if you stay in a high vibration, everything's gonna form around you and it's gonna pull you through. I need you to believe it right now. I need you to receive it right now. Everybody stand to your feet. Raise your hands up, yeah. Get up, everybody get up.
Everybody. Not unusual, listen to WRCT in your underpants.
Listening to Deserted Island with the tune Katunga. Smock and Sophie Marie before this with Desire. We also had Logic 1000 before that with All You Like from her recent release Mother. Coming up next, I'll have Cuba Color with the tune As You Fly, the 16BL mix. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You can see the playlist online at WRCT.org. You're currently listening to Ezekiel Arias and Fogar with the turn U. Before this, Beatrice with the tune Night Rider from Femme House Volume 2. We also had Cubic Color before that with As You Fly, the 16BL mix. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You can see the playlist online at WRCT.org.
j'efface mon historique de loser magnifique, que je trouve ma place entre la fureur et la grâce. Mauvais danseur, je rate toujours les premiers pas, je panique. Paumé du cœur, je nage dans mon flou intérieur. Tu sais, je suis timide, animal, émotif. Tu sais, je suis timide, animal, émotif. Je perds la face, je suis qu'un colosse qu'on démonte en une phrase. Tout me dépasse. Je suis timide, animal, émotif. Tu sais, je suis timide, animal, émotif.
Mama, dada, sula, beka, bo, jama, 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 jama fait, si mon bien fait. Non, t'as bien amassé, mais dis confiant, nous era ma raison. Não tá bem, mas sem medo e confiança. Não era mais riso. Olhar de nós criança, tá toda a brilha de inocência. E na mente esbitalhada, temporal talvez tá mais nada.
Je t'aime, mi amor, e me nive fie. E nele a la virilá, too much. Je t'aime, mi amor, e me nive fie. E nele a la virilá, too much.
Listening to Mo Black, Salif Kiera, Benja, and Frank Fala with the tune Yamari. Before this, Losap Kansara with the tune Mother Soul, Thibaut Escalte with Animal Motif, Emotif before that. That's a bit about it for me. I'm DJ Firefly. You've been listening to Couch Dancing in WRCT Pittsburgh. The best way to get in touch with me visit my website, djfirefly.com.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Oh. Welcome, everybody. We're going to start today with the president, Joe Biden, doing something that you will never, ever hear Donald Trump do. Actually, many things. Number one, express genuine love for his children. Okay, maybe that one's like sort of half joking, but very much seriously, expressing a total respect for the rule of law, due process, respecting juries and the process of the judiciary in the United States. Here is President Joe Biden yesterday speaking alongside Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, and Biden making it clear he's proud of Hunter Biden for overcoming addiction, despite the fact that Hunter got into trouble and has now been convicted, that he respects and will abide by the decision of the jury that he is indeed guilty, and that he will not be pardoning Hunter Biden, later saying he will not be commuting any potential sentence of Hunter Biden. Notice how different this is, and think about how differently convicted felon and civilly liable rapist Donald Trump would be handling this situation.
With regard to the question regarding the family, I'm extremely proud of my son, Hunter. He has overcome an addiction. He's one of the brightest, most decent men I know. And I am satisfied that I'm not going to do anything. I said I abide by the jury decision. And I will do that, and I will not pardon him.
Now, you will never get a moment like this from Donald Trump, even already with the suits and various problems, legal and civil, that his children are already having. He immediately jumps to, it's weaponized and it's all rigged and it's all terrible and we're treated so unfairly and we're the biggest victims in the world, never mind the United States. The contrast could not be clearer. As this was wrapping up, Joe Biden was, you know, reporters like to yell questions, and the question was yelled, do you plan on commuting your son's sentence? Now, Hunter Biden hasn't even been sentenced yet. He may or may not get prison. Usually people don't for the crimes he was convicted of. But Joe Biden, again, stopping his handshake and greeting with Zelensky to say, no, I am not going to commute his sentence if he gets one, no matter what it is. Okay, so if you were listening, you might not have been able to see what went on there, but over the music, someone yelled about commuting the sentence, and Biden looked at the individual reporter and said no. Now, all of you who say, David, that's great, but it doesn't really impact the MAGAs because they already have conspiracy theories about this entire Hunter Biden conviction. And of course, you're absolutely right. If you have not been paying attention the last 24, 48 or so hours since the conviction of Hunter Biden, they've already come up with a number of conspiracy theories meant to push back against the obvious reality that Biden has not weaponized the justice system against his political opponents, because the justice system that he has appointed the attorney general to, Merrick Garland, is going after not only Democrats generally, but after his own family. A normal person would hear claims of victimhood from Trump about Biden's justice system and then consider, wait a second, that same justice system has prosecuted and now secured convictions against Biden's own son, Hunter Biden. It's going after Democratic Senator Bob Menendez. It's going after Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar. It is involved in and supportive of an ethics investigation into Democratic Congresswoman Cori Bush. Certainly seems to undercut the claim of Democratic weaponization. They now have come back and they've said, no, 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 you're not understanding. There's two versions of this conspiracy theory. Let me explain both. One is they went after Hunter for minor crimes to be able to say we did it and to completely excuse the major crimes, the big crimes, the Biden crime family stuff in which Joe Biden is allegedly involved. That's flavor number one of the conspiracy theory. The second flavor of the conspiracy theory is they have convicted Hunter Biden, but he's not going to get prison time. And that's the partisan biased proof that we are looking for. And of course,